Oh man. So let me get this straight. On a whole thing where gaming in the West is being criticized because audiences have every right to criticize them, things have gotten so ridiculous over there. Now Homeland Security has a wing that's about to step in to Gamergate point two. Is that what we're calling this nonsense? Because this ain't a real sequel. This is just really, really stupid. You know what I mean? Like, what kind of world are we living in? And then, like, certain people's digital libraries are not working right now. So pretty much, like, those that have felt any sort of security in digital ownership, which I've already made an episode about this, but apparently now they're starting to get the hint that it's a big fucking joke. Well, that didn't take long. Welcome to the J-Man Show here on
J360 Radio!
Hey, what's going on, J360 Legion? How are you all doing this? Is it afternoon or is it evening? Because, this daylight savings time thing, it's not comfortable years ago, and it's still consistently annoying as can be. We were supposed to have done away with it, but yeah, you know how it is here on the East Coast. Like, well, and if you don't know, I'm gonna tell you. Like, usually it comes down to, like, if all the other areas want to do it. So, pretty much Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and New York, like, usually they have to come together and say, you're right, this stuff doesn't make sense anymore, so yeah, we're finally gonna get rid of it. And then as soon as they want to play ball, Delaware will play ball, and then Maryland will play ball, and Virginia, and so on. But it's just a weird time for this, man. I'm still not adjusted, you know what I mean? There's part of me that wants to go out and actually try to work on my golf skills, and then there's another part of me that's like, you know what? Bid be calling, baby. Bid be calling. And then, of course, there's the third option. Go ahead and do another J-Man episode because there is no jams this week. Yeah. And with due time, too, because I mean, like, ever since I got back, it's just been like nonstop stuff coming through to discuss. And let me just tell you, whew. Really, do we need this? You know what I mean? And when it comes to, like, Gamergate, right? Like, the first one wasn't much better because even then, like, all that was involved was just about a bunch of lulls and ridiculousness. And 10 years later, now they decide to actually restart this stuff anew because, once again, those that are in the industry are not being honest about, like, the consulting firms that they pick. And not only that, the people that, once again, I always say they like to practice, some are more equal than others rather than full equality. And it's always got to be these people who have already won. They already made it. They already got, like, those top executive level jobs, or they get, put in charge of consultancy. No, not consultancy. That's not even a word. But, in charge of being a consultant about, like, the message and all this other stuff around here, that they won't get triggered about. It's just like, come on, man. Whenever I'm playing a video game, I just want to chill. It's just me and that game for as long as, like, people are not bothering me with stuff, or I don't have, like, J360 Productions work to deal with, or event videography, because that season's coming along again soon. But it's like, really, really, really. This is my time to actually chill out and just play some games. Face it, Suicide Squad was not a good game. It wasn't even a good game in terms of development. You know what I mean? What was it, like, 8 or 9 years they were working on that stuff? And I'm not even trying to be biased by saying, like, I hate the Suicide Squad. I really can't stand them. No. I mean, like, I don't care for them. But as I talk about, like, if you make a game like that, yeah, sure. Like, a co-op based shooter, that's not a problem. Like, have some fun with this stuff. Have a ball. But just the bad game design, the not care to detail when it comes to, like, certain things. I mean, the game does look decent to a point, but after a while, you get past all the gloss and everything. It's just a mess. And then, not to mention the horrible escort missions and stuff. I mean, I'm sure it's probably a different experience when you're playing with the homies, but then at the end of the day, it's like, It's a far cry from, let's say, Raccoon City or Aliens Fireteam Elite, you know? And then not to mention, of course, you know, everything that happened, like Batman getting shot in the face and all, like what is this? And all like all male characters of the Justice League are just treated poorly in this game, whereas like Wonder Woman, of course, is not brainwashed. She gets plenty of interaction with Suicide Squad, telling them to stay out of it, not to get involved, even like they have a damn choice. But you know, at the end of all this stuff, she fights against Superman in a large scale epic battle and stuff, and you're looking to see, because there's some history between these characters, all of them. But you know, this is just treated like, you know, to the wayside, or like she gets like a nice hero's burial, whereas all the rest of them, it's just like to hell with it. And even then, like stuff that for the that is respected about the suit, bleh, can't really talk. I kind of woke up not too long ago, but still, the thing is, what it is though, they're not giving the characters 100% due respect. Like if they died and said, like, I'm sorry for what I have done, I can't believe that I have broken my oath to the people of any of the various cities in DC Universe to do what I did. And you know, they weren't being themselves anyway, because Brainiac caused a lot of the problems. You know what I mean? I could understand they used Starro to do it. Like, you know, it would have been akin to the movies, but even Warner Brothers is so like confident, thinking that, yeah, the audience are wrong. We are not. Live service games are the future. Get used to it. It's like, get the fuck out of here. And then Sweet Baby, of course. You know why this whole meltdown really happened, right? Because one of their own found this curating system on Steam that shows you all the games that they made. Which, by the way, there's a lot of curating systems that tell you what certain firms worked on what. And of course, they had to have a problem about it. One of their own, Kendra was his name, and you know, he got banned off of Twitter for a lot of his nonsense, but then he comes back, you know, using a burner account, screaming and pitching a bitch fest, which led to like all of this outrage. And you know, like a lot of comedians call it selective outrage. I mean, I know Dave Chappelle did, and people are still mad at Dave Chappelle, but it's like, look, it's usually that same crowd that always has a problem with anything. A lot of us call them the fun police, and a lot of us also mention that, you know, these are the same people that have a problem because the wind's blowing the wrong way or something like that, or the hair dye's not right, or just anything. And it's so stupid, you know? And rather than own up to criticisms, because hey, guess what? You're special, right? So you can't be criticized. I mean, the hell with you actually working in areas that deal with opinions such as media, but you know you cannot be criticized. I mean, I face criticism all the time. I have copycats that try to come up out of nowhere to do what I do, and God knows it falls apart for them because they're not, you know, they're not into it like I am and stuff. And then it comes to the point where it's like, you know, at the end of the day, I have to deal with that, and I also have to deal with people who have failed and try to, you know, persuade people to not go for their dreams and stuff like that. Like I have a whole rogues gallery wide of dealing with morons just like this. And you know, at the end of the day, it's like they don't have a case for anything. It's like why certain people try to jump into podcasting to either be shock jocks or to either talk about like things in nerd culture as a way of easing in, but you can tell they have no idea what the hell they're talking about, or have a, like a loose grasp of stuff, because it'll fall apart when they have an opinion. I'm sure you've seen it in like a lot of these, well, on here we'll call them the Alpha Bros, you know what I mean, or any of them Red Pill podcasts, because I feel for anybody that even tries to do half of these things that some of these podcasters tell you. You know what I mean? The highly influential podcasts that, you know, have no grip on reality and pretty much will tell you, yeah. If you treat a certain individual like trash, you own them. They're yours. No. If you treat somebody like trash, it's only going to be a matter of time before they're going to get tired of your ass treating them like trash, and they're going to go ahead and they're going to get some restitution one way or another. Treat people with respect, even if you don't agree with them, even if you don't like them and all that kind of stuff. Granted, if they're not treating you with respect, you go ahead and you leave, you walk away, you make sure, like, you know, hey, it's not my job to deal with these fools, it's time to go, you know. and get the hell on out of here then. Like, if I'm doing J360 production, which I always am, and, like, if you don't like what I do, then get the fuck out of here. You don't have to be here. You know, I'm starting from zero. Like I said, I don't give a damn. I do give a damn about curating a community. I do give a damn about people actually talking. I do give a damn about the idea of, hey, guess what? If you're wrong, you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? Take this L and get the hell out of here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to stop doing what I do just because you have an opinion, or just because you point fingers, or just because, like, you know, you have inadequacies in your own damn life. It's just insecurities unchecked, and you can see it with Kim Belair and all of those crazy-ass people over there at Sweet Baby Inc. You know, whatever the hell they work on and stuff. Like, you know, honestly, people say a lot about Spider-Man 2, but, you know, like, looking back at it and then, like, the update, even though there are people that are screaming that we really didn't get anything, even though we are getting some DLC again, you know, like an additional story, but you got to realize how much money was put into this game and amongst all these AAA games and stuff. And then not to mention, like, you know, working with them, they didn't design it per se. They just come in and talk about, hey, make sure you do the diversity right. Make sure you don't have, like, a lot of, you know, stereotypes going on here. Even though stereotypes are plentiful because they don't know what the hell they're talking about, as per usual. They try to make it so, like, it's relatable and people are comfortable. And it's, like, a whole lot of cringe involved. Because I want to know what the characters go through from point A to point Z, you know. And you're not giving me what I deserve entirely. You know what I'm saying? You're not letting the story unfold. You're just over here trying to sugarcoat stuff and take us by the hand. And that's not cool. You know what I mean? It's kind of like back in the day when you played a game that had multiple endings and multiple different things that went on. You went through the consequences of every choice and decision that you made. You know, it had nothing to do with race. It had nothing to do with identity. It had nothing to do with gender. It had nothing to do with any of that stuff. And it was very engrossing and enriching because you felt like you were that character going through that story. And, like, at the end of the day, it's totally okay, right? Right. But nowadays, oh, everything has to be all out in the open, like, you know, oh, well, we gotta make sure everybody is well represented. Mark every box on this checklist so that this game is ready for launch. And it will die upon arrival because at the end of the day, like, people who play video games, you know, it's not just gamers or even the casual to the hardcore or even, like, anything are not wanting all of this in here. Forspoken could have been a great concept, but you made the character unlikable as fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's not because it's a girl. No, it's because of every damn thing this person does throughout this whole time because of the message and the narrative and just, ugh. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and she gets worse throughout the game. It's like more and more you realize this. A lot of people on the eastern side, you know, for Japan, they're just ignoring this stuff. They are giving the people what they want. They know their audience. And also, in their culture, they're not afraid to compete. You know, over here, it seems like English-speaking, you know, people always have to want to have their businesses merge rather than just compete. I've seen people try to say, hey, you know, would you like to be a sister station to our services and stuff? And I said, fuck you. I'm not partnering with nobody. I mean, if you want to be, like, on the other side of this whole connections list and everything, you know, everybody working together. But no, what I own, I own. I don't want no part of that nonsense. You know what I mean? It's because, like, they want to try to make it through business easier. They don't want to compete. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to actually be accountable for their actions. Like, say, like, if I make a bad product. It's one thing if I make a bad product. You know what I'm saying? It's not against me, the person. The product wasn't good. What do you think I should do? Cut my losses? Or you think I should accept this loss and hopefully we move on to the next by knowing the flaws that I made and I just acknowledge that it just wasn't that good. We didn't sell it right. You know what I mean? We move on to the next. And there's might be a chance that we have enough left over for the studio to stay open. But, you know, we've learned. We grew. We came back and we did the damn thing. That's why starting from zero is not a bad thing if you acknowledge what you have done wrong. Like, I could go ahead and I could go down the rogues gallery and I could blame them for all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? But no. Like somebody that really cares about his business and his audience, I kept going on with new episodes of Jams. I kept going on with new episodes of the J-Man Show. I kept going on with new stuff for like all the other mediums that I cover in this business. You know what I mean? I mean, like even to do the movies, I know they cost money. Everybody's over here whining about AI. I just want my stories out there. You know what I'm saying? And I know I'm not going to please everybody. And then, of course, you know, they start using it and say, it wasn't made for you. It wasn't for you. Then who the fuck was it made for? Because here's the thing. The movie-going audience. Do you know who the movie-going audience is? Like those special audiences you're talking about? Much like going to the WNBA, they don't do that. They probably catch the highlights and everything, but they don't go to these events. They don't go to these big-time book signings and stuff. Like, Star Wars The High Republic sucks. You need to be honest about this stuff. That's just another, once again, agenda-based publication on this stuff. Note I'm not going to say, like, what everybody else says. You know, they call everything that's liberal woke these days, and that's really unfair because woke is supposed to be about awareness. It's supposed to be like, you know what's going on, and at the end of the day, they can't put one over you because you're woke. But, you know, they started ascribing that to all this other stuff, you know, especially if it's blue-pilled, especially if it's liberal, especially, like, yada, yada, yada. But you see, the problem with right-wing and left-wing stuff is because, of course, that has to play a factor into everything. You know, I can't just disagree with you. It's got to go into all my other beliefs and stuff like that, which is really stupid because the subject matter changes all the time, you know? And when people do this nonsense, right? Who's the enemy? Oh, Lord, it can't be the ones that keep making the non-issue an issue. It can't be like Sweet Baby Incorporated, or it can't be like any of those feminist frequency-based places and all this other stuff that are out here, because there's always an Anita Sarkeesian and a Zoe Quinn and a, you know, Kim Belair out there somewhere that just wants their claim to fame and their moment. And it's really, really sad, too. Because at the end of the day, it's not going to solve all your insecurities. Even if you got this one little victory, even if you got what, let's just say, even if those people got what they wanted, it's going to be something else they're going to go after because they are harvesting this stuff. You know, and it's gamers' fault, right? It's the audience's fault, or it's like 40-year-old white men's fault, or it's like, you know, black people that are not about like Black Lives Matter's fault and all that stuff. You know, and by the way, I remember a long time ago when I called out the hypocrisy involved in all that stuff, and people were mad at me and tried to blackball me and stuff, and I was like, you can't keep me down. It's the facts that are out here. Because I remember they tried, like, a couple of people that were out there doing a demonstration were trying to harass a young white guy for having dreadlocks. I'm like, have you seen, like, Vikings and all back in the day? They had their version of dreadlocks just like black people have our version of dreadlocks. And the sad part about it is, this is not helping the cause. I mean, and it's funny, too, because whenever Martin Luther King Day comes around, everybody wants to talk about the dream, but then they want to put, like, their inverse perversions on that dream. Like I said in the last episode about reverse, you know, about reverse discrimination. That's not what Dr. King's dream was. Like, some of these fools were even, and I'm talking on the liberal side, were proposing to bring segregation back. I'll never forget that shit. Like, I was like, oh, man, I was pissed off for, like, all throughout February and March. Back in, like, let's see, what was it? It was around 2020, but then, like, it started going to 2021. Or no. It was earlier than that. It was, like, what, 2018 when they were trying to do that shit? I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? This is not how we do stuff here. You don't fall back. You know what I mean? You don't necessarily take what was progress and then, like, inversely gave it up because at the end of the day, you don't know where to go from here. You try to maintain, and you just have to understand that people will not always agree with you, especially on the internet. And what's really, really weird is that, did you know that there's a sector of Homeland Security now that is designed to step into, like, like any sort of strife when it comes to video games now because of, let's see, right-wing conspiracy theories and all that jazz. Like, it has gotten that bad that a non-profit sector of Homeland Security is designed that, and they're going to step in to try to ward off any sort of, let's say, like, if you're criticizing Sweet Baby Inc., or if you're criticizing any subsidiaries that are like Sweet Baby Inc., allegedly, by you saying that stuff, now you're suspected by them? That is bullshit. That is a waste of resources right there. Like, honestly, I don't know Kim Belair, and even if I did, you know, I would go ahead and say this. Like, I'm allowed to criticize her because it's out in the public. It's not like I'm going to go to her house or anything. And I would never, ever recommend anybody to pull any January 6th nonsense to try to prove a point. I'm going to speak with my wallet. If you are involved in stuff like this and the way your track record for your company is going, I am not spending any money on what you did. And like the whole thing about the Steam curator, it's just a system. It doesn't mean that your whole thing is bad and all. Like, anybody else would just cut their losses, look at that stuff and say, yeah, we worked on that. The next game that we most likely will get, because they're so ingrained in everything now, we would go ahead and build this stuff from the ground up and we would know what we were doing. We would know, like, you know, we did this wrong. This time we're going to make it better. This time we're going to win the trust. I mean, you want to try to win that trust and achievement of all people instead of always going on that stupid ragging, nagging narrative where, oh, it's the gamers that's the problem. Oh, it's the 40-year-old white men that's the problem and all that kind of stuff. Well, look, here's the thing. I am not a 40-year-old white man. Eventually, I will be a 40-year-old black man, and hopefully things would improve a little bit, but the race to the bottom is still going, and I highly doubt it. But I don't want to see no damn movie where, like, you know, nothing really happens. It's all just insecurity unchecked. I've seen Bridesmaid before. Good movie, mind you. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know what? Congratulations, America. With the way that you have been with your freedom and everything else, you act just like Kristen Wiig from that movie. That's all you do. And we just need like a Melissa McCartney type to come in and slap the hell out of you so you can get it together. This stuff doesn't make any sense anymore. Everybody's all angry about something that, you know, once again, it could have been possibly your fault bringing it in. And then, like, you got to get the hell over yourself. Or no, people need to respect me for who I am. And if they don't, because you are probably a giant ass clown to everybody, you know what I mean? Like, it's always like that, where it's like some people think that it's always somebody else's fault. You know, throughout all of my strife and stuff like that, there are points where I know I'm wrong, and I do admit it. And then there are times where, guess what, when I know I'm fully in the right, and I see how certain people don't talk about their own actions, you know what I'm saying? I had a disagreement with somebody like that, and I told them off about themselves, and I said, we are not talking ever again because of the way you are acting and stuff like that. You don't get to play vulture culture with anything. You know what I'm saying? And this person is like, wow, I was talking about my rebranding, but, you know, sorry, you misunderstood that. It's like, man, get fucked. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm thinking the whole time. Because I wasn't going to respond back. I said what I need to say. But then all of a sudden, a little thinking about, you being, and he also wrote this, you being aggressive is quite different. It's like, shit, you've obviously never heard the J-Man show before. Like, there's a lot of things that I speak about on this show because I'm involved in these things. Because, like, I love my video games. I make movies, I write scripts, I work on sets, I work on events, I do, you know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty busy in what my dreams are, and I work with a variety of people, you know what I mean? I worked in women-dominated groups, and I worked in men-dominated groups, and I've seen women that had no problem and none of this gender identity insecurities that go on that most of these other people have. You know, and it's just like, when is enough is enough? When are we all going to just realize that, you know, hey, look, it's been a good run with this stuff, but this needs to be cleaned up because it should be about acceptance of each other. And you just need to know about what wins and losses are. And it's failing up to the top that a lot of these women get a break for. You know, yes, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Think about it. It happens. And whereas there are men out there that get treated any sort of way, you know, dunked on by people, it's weird. Like, I'm not a men's right activist, but at the same time, I'll talk about things where, like, you miss the point for certain men. And then at the same time, for the ladies, of course, I'll talk about there are moments where, like, people think they're second nature. There are people out there that are terrible to anybody, let alone women. But if they're especially terrible to women, oh, you know I'm going to talk about them. And that's a damn shame, too. Like, those friggin' morons from the Alpha Dog shows and everything else. Like, you sit there for a little bit, you're like, wow, this is so stupid. And it makes men look terrible. Because there are people out there that don't know any better and will ascribe this action and this attitude to real life and make it hard for everybody. You see what I'm saying? And that goes for a lot of this other stuff. Like, all the what was her name? Justine. All the Justine Irelands of the world. All the Kim Blairs of the world. All the Anita Sarkeesians of the world. They know that they can get away with this stuff. All they got to do is just start saying that stuff that people want to hear. And all they got to do is just try to play the victim on things. And then act like they have no responsibility to this stuff. And, you know, of course, there are people out there that say, defend women at all costs. That woman could play you, and she probably just did. If anything, she just changed the strings, oiled you up, and she's just ready to go to get you all active and stuff like that. And as you are active fighting for her, you'll get busted in the mouth by somebody who just doesn't want to tolerate your nonsense. A lot of you, like I said, a lot of you agenda-based men out here need to chill the hell out and make sure you get actually all the facts before you step into things. Because you may not know. You might get set it up quicker than anybody. And you just really being a sucker at that point. And it's just the same way, like, you know, believe women. Like, you don't think women lie, do you? You know what I mean? Women lie just as good as men do. If not better. You see it in court cases all the time. You see it out here in the streets all the time. And like I also say, I don't hate on my women folk out here. I love them to death. I do. But there is that percentage of y'all, just like there's a percentage of men out here that are not 100% honest. And they don't have the best interest going on. They, much like a lot of those people that we have talked about tonight, want control. This whole thing is control based. They just want to control people. Because they never had this control growing up. Like, if you really think about it, most of these people are angry and they have an axe to grind against virtually anything. And, you know, it might be to the point where they don't even know what the main reason is for a lot of their cognitive failings, among other things. And it's just insane. I mean, like, you can't handle that certain people, and you don't even know these people, by the way, but they did spend money for your game. Like, most of us don't know who our audience is entirely. We do kind of know, like, from analytics to a point, but not 100% to the point where we know what they think, how they feel, and all that crap. The technology's not entirely there yet. We just guess and we realize by behavior what they do. By behavior what they do, you know? And much like anything else, it's like, all these people are trying to pile a lie. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like when, you know, that Tomb Raider remaster came out 1 through 3. And I was like, yeah, I remember these. And they did a good job of the upscaling and everything. But, of course, you had to have the disclaimer up there saying, we are standing against racism. And it's like, shut the fuck up. This is when Lara Croft was a world traveler. You know what I mean? This is like way, way, way back in the day, you know? Siri's just getting started. I just want to play the game. I know what she's going through and I know what she's dealing with. And she fights a few tribal people from then and there because she's raiding tombs. You know what I'm saying? Do I need people to come together and apologize to me or say, like, a disclaimer for, like, a Castlevania game whenever I'm killing Dracula because, you know, Dracula is having a great time doing his job and he doesn't want to be interrupted by, you know, me slaying him with a whip? It's like, give it a rest, will you? It's just like, at the end of the day, but you won't. And of course, you know, like I said, even as I make this video and I told you all about Homeland Security stepping in, it's just, what a waste. Like, you know, what about all the other problems and major issues out here that need to be solved? What about the idea of, you know, getting people away from fentanyl? And what about, like, you know, making sure, like, COVID is under control? And, you know, also, like, making sure people have homes and jobs and all this other stuff that Homeland Security bureaus could actually take charge of. And making people feel safe. Yes. But when it comes to video games, ain't nobody going after anybody out here. Not like that. They're just making sure, like, guess what? The issues that are at present need to be fixed. And then, of course, you know, like, those that are involved here that are making the complaints are not the people, but in fact, the associates and every damn one of those people that sit on panels for Sweet Baby Incorporated. That's what that is. And they're over here just trying to exercise their right and abilities to do this stuff because anybody can play a victim instead of owning up to responsibilities. And that's a damn shame. Whereas, like, you know, other responsibilities, yeah. Are companies doing right by people in terms of media consumption? I wonder that now. You know what I mean? Because I remember saying, like, with digital ownership being a lie, which is still a famous trending J-Man episode to this day. And the thing is that, yes, you own a license and all that, yada, yada, yada. And speaking of, like, control, you think that your digital library is going to be there forever. But you see, your digital library is owned by that corporation, and they can manipulate it in any shape or form as they want to. And right now, Crunchyroll is letting you know that, hey, digital ownership got problems. And then, of course, you know, Sony themselves are letting you know digital ownership has problems. Which is why, like, you know, and I say this a lot, try to keep physical media alive. Look into DVDs, look into Blu-rays. Remember, like, how important these things are because, once again, you know, you don't have to wait for, like, certain outlets to have licenses when you already own the damn thing. You know what I mean? The product in question. I mean, sure, there might be times where you may have to re-upload the game in or it has to take it from the disc or whatever. But here's the thing. At least you know you have it. You have a copy. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You don't really have to go to the network for anything. I mean, in some cases, could be kind of loose because certain games, which are probably live service games, have to function from the network and all. But yeah, that happens. But it's like this, though. At least with the physical media that you do have, whether it be like a remaster or a collection or all, you can just pull from that disc. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Usually. And of course, though, some of y'all come out of the woodwork. I remember a friend of mine coming out of the woodwork telling me about, like, what he's going to do and all that stuff. It's like, don't tell me your damn business, okay? Don't tell me your business. Especially if it has nothing to do with, like, what's going on. You know? We all have our ways of doing things. We all have a different way of going about stuff. And hopefully you do own it. But, like, when it comes to certain things with a digital output and all, there's a moment where it could be hacked. There's a moment where the service could get interrupted. There's a moment where, like, you know, you don't really have access to it. And hopefully you really do, is what I'm saying. But if you got to go online, go to that server, and that server's right there that's not functional or not safe and stuff, you are at consequence for it. You know what I mean? Liability, even. It just happens. But I always say this, if you could ever get that stuff on physical media, get it on physical media. You know, and I remember, like, saying, it's hard to get a physical copy. Yes, if you are an in-store shopper, yes, yes, yeah, that's true. But here's the thing. Go right to any of these outlets that you hold in regard. Like, dare I say it, I like shopping at Amazon. I know a lot of y'all have problems with Jeff Bezos, or the house of Bezos, I should say. But here's the thing, you know, I don't have a problem getting, like, my video games from Amazon. I don't have a problem getting my video games from, well, I really don't focus on Target, but even Walmart, you know what I mean? Get it off the line at Walmart and stuff. And I know, like, some of y'all can't wait those 2 days, and hopefully you don't have to. It just really varies amongst people, but guess what? At least when you got it, you got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, your homie's sitting over there playing it digitally. Okay, yeah, sure. That's something to be a little jelly about, but once that physical release is at your door, you don't care anymore. You know what I mean? Stepping in at your pace, at your time, and doing it right. That's the way we win. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Not to mention, like, for me, myself, yeah, what I've been playing lately, though, is Final Fantasy IV, and I've been having a great time with that. But you see, like, here's my thing. Pixel Remaster is great, but I also know that I have other versions of the game, and I even have it on PSP, so, like, anytime all this stuff could go down, guess who's pulling out his PSP to play in the dark, motherfucker? I'll sit right there like, yeah, Cecil, yeah, we win it, we win it. Because one way or another, I'm going to get my game time in, damn it. That'll never end. Even as I grow as a person, even if I become a parent, even if I'm married off, I'm still going to be playing my games, damn it. I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to live my life. I ain't living my life pertaining to anybody else's standards. You get what I'm saying? Like, everybody's playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth right now. But yeah, here's my thing. Now that Rebirth's out, I'm looking into the other games in that whole collection, because I got Crisis Core. Well, I've always had Crisis Core, but I got the one that's for PS4. And then I also have Final Fantasy VII Remake. And then I'm going to go ahead and get Rebirth, too. Yeah, make that happen. It just needs to. But let's just be perfectly honest, though. All that stuff is going to be on physical media, along with my copy of Tekken, Street Fighter, and all the rest. Brother Man going to be playing his games for a while. Y'all leave me alone. You know, things like that. Well, actually, y'all can't leave me alone because the Power Play is coming back. Yeah, I know it was supposed to have been this week, but I was busy working on some other stuff for you all, which you can't know about entirely right now. But, you know, you just stay tuned and you will see it happen, in addition to other circumstances that are going down, such as, like, the interview episodes that I made for Hangouts. Those are going into a whole different canon now, too. Yeah, there's a lot of changes happening. But, you know, you guys have just got to wait to see what's going on. But until then, though, yeah. But, yeah, you, like, we're talking about your fandom, like, such as, like, I just got all of Dragon Ball Z Kai the other day. Well, because, see, I have the orange collections you find over at Walmart, right, for Dragon Ball Z. Great. I like them. I like the cut that was there. Like, there was some guy who did a video talking about, like, how Dragon Ball's cursed and all the, like, home releases are kind of whatever and yada, yada, yada. He's not entirely wrong, but he went a little too hard in the paint with the orange box ones. And it's like this. I have the ability to own what Akira Toriyama has done on physical release, and I had to complete the set because I was already like 5 seasons in. I needed to get the other 4 seasons just so I complete the set. And then I managed to find GT, and I got that too. And which, by the way, I think GT was okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's not as bad as most people make it out to be. I can see, like, where it doesn't really follow Z, like, 100. Let's just say this. It's fun to think about, and you can look at it like an alternative universe, you know? And just like how Dragon Ball Super actually is canon, and actually is, like, you know, the continuation of Z to a point. Or, like, it fits right in that. It's like a prequel / sequel to it, you know? Especially, like, because Oob hasn't showed up yet. So, you know, you got to think about that sort of stuff. He exists, but he hasn't shown up yet. But I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, like, yeah, you know, I get to just go ahead if I want to watch the anime and everything. Sit back and watch all that stuff. Like, I don't think I'll ever have, like, a digital collection of the animes that I like. I always try to go for the Blu-ray DVDs. See what I'm saying? And if you're a fan, you get this. If you're one of those types that say, I can do this out of sheer convenience, well, you're at own risk then. So you do what you do. Can't knock you for it. Alright? But hey, like, you do you in that whole bracket. But as we cover a few things right here, I just wanted to let you guys know that you were about due for another J-Man episode. I've also noticed, like, censorship coming from, like, Instagram for, like, 324. Because it dealt with, like, you know, dealing with problematic people, per se, in addition to women that make things an issue all the time, and it's Women's Month. But I noticed that people know that episode exists anyway, because the ratings still keep going up for it. It's funny as hell, but like I said, Instagram can't stop me, baby. None of this stuff can stop me. You know what I mean? And then you have to also realize why that is, but maybe I'll tell you in an episode sometime. But until then, this is J-Man signing off. Y'all take care of yourselves. Oh, which, by the way, before we head off, I got to tell you this right quick. Jams 87 is open. So for any of you musicians out there that want to be on Jams, this is your spot. It'll happen next Friday. But, you know, like, submissions are open. Just need two tracks and a link from you. And email to j360jams@gmail.com, okay? All right. This is J-Man signing off. Peace.